I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. You've probably heard people say that you should fake it till you make it. And when you talk about confidence or seeming confident in your job interview, that's something that we can do. Let's talk about that in this new Get Hired podcast episode. I have 4 tips for you on how you can seem confident even if you're not, lalo na pagdating sa job interview. And whether you are doing it face-to-face or online with the pandemic right now, these 4 tips can really help you seem like you know what you're doing and you know what you're talking about, which is usually the case naman. Kasi again, when you enter the interview room, you have to understand that ano na siya eh, parang kumbaga foot in the door na. You sent your resume, you sent your details, your application, and you passed that initial screening. So kung ma-interview ka na, lalo na kung face-to-face na ito or online na ito with your camera on, ibig sabihin mataas na yung chances na mapipili ka. Pero paano nga ito malulusutan kung kagaya ko? Medyo manerbios din kayo. Okay? And yes, I am not afraid to admit that I do struggle with that as well. I have social anxiety, which causes me to be, ano ba, disproportionately anxious or nervous, especially in social situations. And with job interviews being exactly that, I've had to learn how to, say, express myself in a better way to kind of mask yung aking totoong pagiging ninenerbios. Now, of course, it goes without saying that you need to prepare yung iyong list ng mga possible answers sa mga possible questions sa madalas tanong sa interview, which is the reason why we even have the Get Hired podcast. And if you haven't listened to the earlier episodes, go ahead and check them out. Na-cover na natin yung mga tell me something about yourself, rate yourself from 1 to 10, etc. Again, today it's all about how you behave. Now, the first tip is this. It's quite simple, but you really have to keep it in mind. You have to smile. Now, 4 S's ito, just to make sure you remember it better. Yung first really is for you to smile. Now, of course, it takes some practice for people who are not used to it. And I'm saying that kasi hindi rin natural sa akin na mag-smile. If you look at my childhood photos, you would see sobrang awkward ng smile ko up until college ako sa totoo lang. Pero I've had to really practice din kung paano ako magsismile na hindi siya awkward. Kung kailan din magsismile. Hindi naman kailangan the entire time nakasmile ka, lalo na if you're forcing it. But at least have that pleasant look sa iyong face, lalo na sa initial introduction. Okay? So even if you're nervous kasi, if you're smiling, okay, it really makes you seem confident and comfortable dun sa situation. Now, I know that a lot of you are applying for roles in the BPO industry, and it really matters pagdating sa ganong klase industry for you to be confident. Okay? So again, smile. Now, it also helps when it comes to your tone of voice. If you're smiling while you're talking, it makes you seem friendly. It makes you seem, again, confident and like alam mo yung sinasabi mo. Okay? Dahil kung hindi ka magsismile, your voice will start to shake. Tapos magsispiral na yon, lalo ka lang ninerbiusin. Okay? So tip number 1, you have to smile. Now, tip number 2, this is also important. Really hard to do then. You have to steady your gaze. Okay? Steady your gaze. What do I mean by that? You have to look as much as possible ito ha, into the eyes of the person interviewing you. Now, hindi naman kailangan sobrang awkward na parang the entire time nakatitig ka or naka-stare ka talaga sa eyes niya, no? Kaya hindi ko ginamit yung word na stare. Ang sabi ko lang, steady your gaze. Ang ibig sabihin nun, kapag nagsasalita siya, it really pays if you look at their eyes because it makes you seem like someone who is paying attention, someone who is respectful, okay? If you can steady your gaze, look at their eyes, and then maybe tilt your head then a little to the side para na emphasize yung pagiging keen listener mo, that could also help. Now, in the case na online yung interview, of course, hindi natin makikita yung mata mismo ng interviewer natin, but what you would be looking at would be the screen, usually. Now, this is where things get a little bit tricky. Because the tendency is, lalo na if your laptop is a bit lower, if you look at your screen, which is where the interviewer would appear, ang labas niya is you're actually looking down. And you can practice this sa inyong mga personal meeting rooms, or maybe you could voice chat a friend para masabi nila to sa iyo. So again, if nakatingin ka sa screen, kadalasan it looks like you're looking down. So the trick here is to find the camera. Okay, find the lens, yung camera ng iyong device. Whether yun ay webcam na embedded dun sa inyong laptop, so you really have to find yung small little dot there. Or if you have an external device that you're using as your camera, like maybe a mirrorless phone or another webcam or na external, you really have to look straight at the lens. Now, let me just say that the first few, maybe even 100 times that you're going to try to do this, it'll feel awkward. And I'm saying that even with my years ng experience sa content creation, it kind of never goes away yung feeling na medyo awkward na nakatingin ka dun sa parang mindless at soulless lens. Pero if you do that and you practice doing that, ang labas doon sa interviewer ay nakatingin ka sa kanya. Okay? Kasi again, you have to understand, nakatingin din siya sa screen niya, na kung nakatingin ka sa camera mo, eh straight siyang nakatingin sa kanya. Okay? So again, steady your gaze.
Up, wait lang. Bago tayo magpatuloy sa episode nito, let me just talk to you about something that helps me create the content that I put out here sa Get Hired and sa Trying Hard podcast. If you're an aspiring podcast creator and you want to get started, one of the tools that could help you is Podmetrics. All you have to do is to sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the code GETHIRED, one word yan, all caps. Again, the code is GETHIRED, one word, all capital letters. And that way, you can learn more about how it works and also help support this channel. And if you're an advertiser and you're interested to collab with Get Hired, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill out the form. Again, that's Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast.
Now, another thing now you have to remember pagdating sa tip na to is that people usually look either up or sa side or at their hands whenever they're nervous. And again, if you're trying to seem confident, medyo mukha tayong parang masyadong hindi confident sa sinasabi natin. Okay? So if you want to seem confident, mas maganda if you just look straight. Okay? Huwag ka titingin sa taas if you're trying to remember things na masyadong matagal. Again, yung glance here and there, okay lang yon, no? Kung hindi man siya masyadong matagal. Pero yung, I guess for a minute or two, nakatingin ka na sa malayo, nakatingin ka sa gilid, nakatingin ka sa baba. And the thing is, medyo disingenuous, parang hindi totoo yung sinasabi mo. Or sobrang nininerbios ka. Okay? So again, steady your gaze. Mas maganda if you look at the person's eyes. Or yung iba, ang trick nila is look at the person's forehead daw kasi mukha rin namang ganun. Or look at the wall behind the person para at least nandun sa direction na yun yung mga mata mo. Or if you're doing this online, look straight at the camera lens. Okay? Now, we're going to take a quick little pause here before we move on to the next two tips. Let me just talk to you about one of the podcasts under Podcast Network Asia, Hustle Share. Now, Hustle Share is a podcast by Ron Baityong, and he is the founder of Podcast Network Asia. and a startup success. So if you want to get to know more about business here, mga tips and other industry secrets from people from different fields, go ahead and check out Hustle Share. I also have an episode right there. So if you want to maybe learn more about yung behind the scenes ng Team Liga and how it evolved into what it is today, go ahead and check that out. Again, Hustle Share on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else you get your podcast. Okay? Now, we are done with the first two tips. Number one, smile. Number two, steady your gaze. Number three, tip number three, speak slowly. Okay? Now, it doesn't have to be super slow, but at least keep yung healthy na rhythm. Now, this tip right here, medyo nag-hesitate ako if I should share ko sa inyo kasi if you've been consuming my content, you would know that I speak rather fast. And it's one of the things that people always complain about pagdating sa akin. It's something I struggle with, no? I can't seem to keep up with my brain, so I need to speak faster. Pero, believe me when I say that when it comes to interviews, especially job interviews or client meetings, I try my best to speak a little bit slowly. Okay? Ibig sabihin yung pace or yung rhythm ng ating speech, medyo marahan. Now, bakit natin pinag-uusapan ito? Because speaking too fast may actually make you seem na hindi ka confident dun sa sinasabi mo. Okay? And kaya nagsalita ka na mabilis, kaya ka gumagamit na masyado maraming words is because you're not sure of what you're talking about. Now again, struggle ko yan, personal struggle ko yan, I speak really fast. But you really have to practice and you really have to calm yourself down to make sure that you follow that rhythm. Okay? Now, ang maganda din, if you're speaking a little bit slowly, especially if you haven't formed your answers yet, is that it gives you time to think. Kasi if you speak fast sa beginning ng interview, tapos you can't keep that pace going, ibig sabihin, bigla kang babagal towards the end, ang lalabas would be, okay, itong question na to, maybe hindi totoo yung sinasabi niya. Okay? And again, when it comes to job interviews, lalo na if it's the first interview, the initial interview, it's a game of first impressions. And I don't want you to give off a negative impression dun sa inyong interviewer. So again, speak slowly. Well, kahit hindi slowly, speak in a steady pace. Okay? Para mag-seem confident ka.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You can also use yung pauses ninyo. Okay, so you can pause a bit. Yung tinatawag natin pregnant pause, no? Ibig sabihin, may ibig sabihin yung pause na yun. You can also use that pause to think kung ano yung sasabihin ninyo next. You can smile for a bit before you move on to your next sentence. These are things that you could do. Don't feel the need to fill every second with words, no? Hindi masama na merong dead air as long as hindi naman siya ganun katagal. And again, it's probably the case na yung other person dun sa kabilang side ng line is rooting for you naman. Okay? Now, tip number four, stop fidgeting. Okay? And I'm saying that kasi I've seen this even sa mga applicants that I've screened before and hanggang ngayon. Okay? You know how people, kapag ninenerbyo sila, would either play with their fingers, na mag-fiddle sila sa fingers nila, or lagi nilang inaayos yung damit nila, yung kurbata nila, lagi nilang inaayos yung salamin nila, or yung buhok nila. No? Again, I also do this sometimes when I get anxious. No? That's something that's normal. It's our body's normal response to us being nervous or anxious. So what can we do about it? Pwede siyang here and there, pero kung napapansin mo na parang okay, ang tagal ko nang hinahawakan yung kamay ko, ang tagal ko nang inaayos yung suot ko, paulit-ulit na ito, maybe you could really consciously keep yourself from doing it. Now, my quick tip, which is something that I also do, is just hold your own hand, okay? Ano ibig sabihin nun? I-clasp nyo lang yung fingers nyo together, paghawak mo lang yung kamay mo. Tapos kapag nininervous ka, you can give yourself a little bit of a squeeze. No? Squeeze mo lang siya instead of yung ginagalaw mo yung fingers mo or nagtatap yung paa mo. No? And lalo na kaya pag online ngayon, akala natin hindi natin nakikita, no? Pero on screen ang labas is tumatalbog ka, no? Kapag tinatap mo yung toes mo. Just hold your hand and give it a little bit of a squeeze kapag sobrang nininervous ka. It also helps you stay grounded doon sa sitwasyon, lalo na if you're extra anxious like me. So yung squeeze na yon, parang na-realize ko na, okay, wait lang, kalma lang, you're just in your room, this is just a conversation, you're doing great. Okay? So again, just do all those things, hopefully makatulong yan sa inyo. So if we have four tips right now, just a quick little recap. Number one, smile, just not too much and dun lang sa mga appropriate na times. Yung iba naman kasi sumusobra, no? Kapag uncomfortable, ngiti ng ngiti kahit na malungkot na yung pinag-uusapan. Tip number two, steady your gaze. Try to look at the person's eyes or the camera lens if it's happening online. Tip number three, speak slowly or at least at a steady pace to make it seem like you know what you're talking about. And tip number four, stop fidgeting. Stop moving around. Stop fixing your clothes. Stop scratching your nose nung paulit-ulit. Kasi these are tells, yung tawag doon na tells, na kayo ay ninenerbios. Okay? So again, four tips for you to seem confident even if you're not. Hopefully this helps you get hired. Again, that's the entire purpose of the Get Hired podcast, for you to land your dream job. Follow the podcast if you haven't yet. We have more episodes coming up. I'm answering a bunch of the questions that you sent in. And if you want to send your own questions, you can reach out to us. So www.facebook.com/gethiredbyteamlyqa. That's TAMLYQA. Para sa inyong mga papayo, sa inyong mga encouragement din sa mga teammates ninyo who are still on this job quest. At don't forget then to check out yung mga previous episodes natin. We have more coming up. And if you have a little bit of interest pa on how I deal with my personal struggles with social anxiety, we have that episode, it's Trying Hard Podcast, which is my second podcast. You can go and check that out. It's also available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. All right? Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you soon, and bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.